Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is an observation about our society and how it often relates to health. Specifically, this was sparked in me by an interview with the actor Tom Hanks, who admiringly admitted that not only did he have diabetes, but that it was most likely due to some of his dietary decisions. According to Hanks, his doctor told him that if he could get down to his weight of when he was age 18, he would have no more diabetes, to which Hanks responded, "That's not going to happen." This to me illustrates a number of issues that could be embedded in this interchange between doctor and patient, relevant to many people in the United States. First, I think it could suggest the primary care doctor's dilemma in wanting to help his or her patient by pointing out an issue, and even its solution. In this case, it didn't seem to work, as a man in his 50s is told to get down to a teenager's weight without any apparent realistic methods or goals suggested. As a society, we've solved an age-old problem, where in the past, famine was a real killer, and having enough food was a really big goal for people. Now, in just the last 100 years or so, voila, plenty of food, and it makes sense that we could struggle with problems of excess rather than lack. Losing weight, statistically, appears to be a losing battle. As a naturopathic doctor, I focus on health rather than the bathroom scale that often. My goal is to direct patients to take care of themselves, to choose foods and behaviors that help and nourish, rather than contribute to illness. An example of this is simply being aware of what you're eating, and whether the majority of the food choices are, say, anti-inflammatory or not. So instead of worrying about weight, we could look more at decreasing the need for pain medicine, and they really might need to get down to a teenager's weight to do it. Choosing healthier foods would, if the person is overweight, tend to allow excess weight to be dropped, but more importantly, the patient would be feeling better, as less inflammation in the body translates to less pain, as in arthritis, so of course this is a good thing. This is often easier said than done, as our society seems to support inflammation and pain rather than health, as all one needs to do is see what's being sold all around us, with the extremely processed food at all the roadside convenience stores. So, yeah, it does take commitment and sometimes more effort, depending on how many years of imbalance needs to be reversed in a given patient. The effort, though, I believe is worth it, since as more people choose the healthier foods, there will be more in demand and then easier for the people following this to make these choices, as well as the planet as a whole will benefit, as more locally grown organic food happens to also be ecologically sound, benefiting all life on the planet. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.